If you travel around Ukraine and some of the other former Soviet countries, you might notice the bus stops. I know most people wouldn't normally pay them much attention, but Soviet-era bus stops are different. And Canadian photographer Christopher Herwig is obsessed with them. He recently launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise, he hoped, $1,000 for a photo book on Soviet bus stops. But get this, he got more than $50,000. Contributor Alina Simone says she can see why.
These bus stops remind me of people. Stragglers at some party that time forgot. The guy in loud pants who laughs too much. The sad girl clutching a plastic cup of wine. Looking at these pictures, you kind of want to give these bus stops a hug. Herwig spent 12 years crisscrossing the former Soviet Union, covering more than 18,000 miles. To him, these weren't just places to catch a bus, but a freestanding gallery of public art that happens to span 12 countries. I had to know what's fueled this near pathological obsession. So here's Chris Herwig, in his own words, on the making of Soviet bus stops.
The idea came apart when I was riding my bike across Europe to St. Petersburg 12 years ago. And I had made a game for myself where I had to photograph something interesting every hour along the way. And so I found I was photographing like people's laundry lines and different things along the way. And when I got to the former Soviet Union, then I started spotting these bus stops. And that really made me happy because then it was just like, wow, hey, this really feels like I'm actually discovering something. I totally didn't expect that this was going to be here. This is exactly what I was looking for. You know, something that's kind of common but beautiful. There was often sort of a really local flavor to the designs of the bus stop. So in Estonia, a lot of it was made out of wood and almost kind of like a cabin in the woods, you know. In the ones along the Black Sea, a lot of those were on even like a much bigger production value and really sort of psychedelic shapes and colors. And in Kyrgyzstan, there's one that was made like a traditional Kyrgyz hat, a kalpak. Not everyone that I was traveling with would always get it. They'd just be like, oh, stop the car. Look over there. And they're just like, oh, yeah, that's kind of weird. And so the collection kept growing and growing. You see a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there. And some good and some bad and some ugly. And then so you also become a little bit of a critic. And usually by the end of the day, our level of, you know, what was maybe acceptable to stop at the beginning of the day, you know, our expectations were much higher by the end of the day. And then it'd just be like, no, we've seen so many of those already. Just keep driving, you know. I mean, I can kind of understand that if you look closely at a lot of the bus stops, they are run down. And if you don't really look at the bigger picture of the beauty of the art, and if you just look at the fact that, okay, maybe the seats are broken and someone has gone to the bathroom in this bus stop and there's like empty bottles of vodka or beer lying around in there. And there are sad things or negative things in it, but that's not what I was going for. And I don't think that's what the bus stops really represent.
Herwig's favorite bus stops were designed by Zurab Tseretelli, a Georgian sculptor who went on to become famous, even infamous in Russia. I called Tseretelli in Moscow to ask about the inspiration behind his super trippy creations, and he told me that most of the bus stops he designed were near tourist resorts. The government thought of them almost like advertisements. No one ever told him no, Tseretelli told me. He had full creative freedom and an unlimited budget. Okay, but what about function? I mean, a lot of his bus stops have no roof. That's not his problem, he told me. If you ask an artist to create something, he has to decorate everything artistically. It could be a toilet or a bus stop. St. Petersburg? Why is it so beautiful? Paris? Why is it so beautiful? Because the hand of the artist was everywhere. There you have it. St. Petersburg, Paris, and the bus stops of the former Soviet Union. For The World, this is Alina Simone from New York.
To truly appreciate the trippiness of these bus stops, you have to see the photos. Fortunately, we have a narrated slideshow at PRI.org.